You're listening to Fang Faction Radio, hosted by Fang Fanger and co-hosted by Ryan Shannon and Ray Harris. Now, here's your host, Fang Finger.
Welcome to Fang Faction Radio, and welcome to the 2012 Festivus Special. I'm your host, Fang Finger. I'm going to be the first to wish you, first, a happy Festivus, a happy Hanukkah, and a Merry Christmas. Festivus is celebrated by the very few. However, many may not understand. Frank Costanza, the creator and father of Festivus, will explain to you in this short clip what Festivus really is.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
That's right, everyone. It is time for Festivus for the rest of us. Get out your aluminum poles, prepare to air your grievances, and who is going to take on Frank Costanza in the feats of strength? Find out who now.
Hi, my name is Ryan Shannon of Fang Faction, and I've got a lot of problems with Gary Bettman. Commissioner of the NHL is supposed to be an ambassador for hockey in this country, but he doesn't seem to care for the fans, doesn't seem to care for the players, causing everyone a lot of problems by locking out the players. Us fans, we don't get the game that we love. Players don't get to play the game that they love, and no one's really a winner. So we could be playing under the previous collective bargaining agreement, but he just had to lock out the players and get his way. So, Gary Bettman, you need to get your act straight. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan T. Shannon.
This is Justin Bradford. I'm with Penalty Box Radio. And the person that frustrates and infuriates me goes back to the summer, and it is former Nashville Predators defenseman Ryan Suter. Oh, Ryan Suter, what could have been with you in Nashville if you decided to stay and if we had hockey? But no, you let your wife grab you by the cojones and buddy-buddied with your partner Zach Parise and went on to the Stanley Cup favorites, I say with so much snark, the Minnesota Wild, who have done so much relevant with hockey in the past few seasons, especially last season when they had the best record in the Western Conference and then dropped all the way out of contention. You really want to go to a team like that, you know, just to be the number one and for the money and to be so close to home when it's so easy to travel nowadays. Yet you kept egging on the fans of Nashville, thinking that, you know, maybe we had the possibility of having you and Shea all the time. But no, you lied straight to our faces and to David Poyle's face, and you just kind of took off, especially on the 4th of July, a national holiday. You ruined our 4th of July. But you know what, Ryan? I'm okay now, because you're going to a team that is going to absolutely suck. And you're going to play for, I mean, Craig Leopold. Do you realize what he did to the franchise that you started your career with and everything? Yeah, you're going to play with him. So you know what? I wish you all the best. Not really. And I cannot wait to absolutely boo your face, Ryan Suter. So that is my utmost complaint about Mr. Suter and the way he treated Nashville and the fans. You can find me at penaltyboxradio.com and on Twitter at penaltyboxradio. And Facebook.com/PenaltyBoxRadio. Penalty Box Radio comes on every Monday evening on 102.5 The Game, ESPN Radio Nashville.
Hey, everyone. I'm Ray Harris, and I've been told that this is my time to air my grievances for the year. So it's been a pretty brutal NHL season, and, you know, and there's none at all, and I've been told that you know, Gary Bettman and Donald Fair are going to get a lot of flack from this, so I'm going to go in a different direction. My grievances date back from the middle of the summer, and I know you're thinking, you know, Ryan Suter, he's kind of in the Ron Stalkins of a lot of Pred fans. But no, I'm going after Jordan Tutu, man. Because what are you doing? I mean, I loved you, Tutu. I watched you when you were in World Juniors and Team Canada. And, you know, you went up through the ranks with the Predators playing with Scotty Upshaw back in the day. You remember Scotty Upshaw and you? Fourth line in ringers? And then 2012, you wake up one morning and sign with the Detroit Red Wings. Most hated team of any Nashville fan, and you sign with the Detroit Red Wings. Do you know how much of an F you to your fan base that is? We had whistles after you, dude. We had little kids blowing whistles when you weren't even on the friggin' ice, when you weren't even dressed. That's how much we loved you. And I mean, yeah, I get it. You didn't get much time in the playoffs, and you get benched for some Russian guy who kind of drinks a lot, but whatever. You know, you want more money. That's cool. I understand that. You need a change of scenery. That's cool. I understand that. Michigan? Detroit, Michigan? That's where you're going to go for a change of scenery? You know, the heart and soul of the recession? I mean, they don't even have Lindstrom anymore, and you knew they wouldn't have Lindstrom. That's like their only good player. Unless you still think they have Hasek, but that was like 18 years ago, bud. Wake up. We had to play you 6 times a year now. You got to come back, and everyone's going to still blow their friggin' whistles. You're going to suck the most, because, I mean, who would give that up? It's just, like, get it together, Tutu. You had 28 other options. Half of them, I'd have to see you once a year, if that, if the game was on TV. Go to Florida. It's nice in Florida. Go to Winnipeg. You're pretty much born in Winnipeg. That's, you know, that's where I'm at. That's why I'm almost happy I haven't had to see you yet this year, because, man, I would tear into you if you got on that ice. I would hate you. I already hate you. Happy Festivus, anyway, everyone. I'm Candace Preds fan on Twitter. Hook me up.
Hello, my name is Dan Bradley. On behalf of Monday Night Forehand and Has-Been Sports, I thank you for letting me be on here. My grievance, given that this is the Festivus episode, my grievance is primarily with the gag order and with the structure of the NHL owners to begin with. I believe that the owners themselves have completely different interests in mind. I think that you're going to have owners like Ed Snyder, James Dolan, Ted Leonsis. Those guys are not looking out for the best of the league. They're looking out for the best of themselves, the best of their own team, which you can't blame them for that. But the structure with the gag order does not allow owners, let's say, like the ones here in Nashville, Carolina, Tampa, Dallas, St. Louis, Columbus, it doesn't allow them to be on equal footing. And if they get their way, if everything goes completely to their plan as of right now, when it's completely, when you have just a free agent frenzy, that's going to kill hockey completely. It's going to kill it. There's no good that can come out of this situation whatsoever. And it's the, it may be the end of the world as we know when it comes to the NHL. I could not be more frustrated with that. That's most of my grievance, is I'm sick and tired of seeing my favorite sport, arguably the best game on earth, and my favorite part about living in the greater Nashville statistical area, being run into the ground by morons. And that's not saying that the guys who run the franchise here are morons, by any means. If anything, they're the exception to the rule. So, I don't even know how to get into it. Really, they're painted into a bad spot. They're doing the best they can to attract a crowd, to keep the state relevant, but it can all be undone by forces they can't control, by people thousands of miles away with a completely different agenda. And the last thing they want to do, I think a lot of them, is want to preserve these southern markets and these non-traditional markets. They don't believe in them wholeheartedly. And the NHL's refusal to become more like the NFL, with more revenue sharing, with more of a focus on a national brand and not individual brands, is going to kill this league. And until they get that figured out, this game is going to suffer. I don't think the NHL deserves a season. I want to see a season because of the effect it's going to have downtown, the people who are on the peripheral side, like your vendors, your merchants, your restaurants in these arena districts. There needs to be a season, but these guys they don't deserve an easy way out. They don't deserve the Players Association bowing and kissing their ring. If anything, my suggestion to hockey fans everywhere is to sit out the first game. First game back, don't go. We have a reason to be upset, and this is the best way to show it. I'm not saying sit out the whole year. I'll be there the second night, but the first night back, no. They need to be taught a lesson. They need to be taught a lesson that we still, as in the capitalist society, we still hold the keys to the car. It's still us that drives. It's still us that drives the revenue. It's us that drives the league. It's us that drives the television ratings. Stay home and watch it. Stay home and watch one game, first game of the year. It'll hurt. I think that's the most effective way for us to make our statement. Secondary grievance would go to Donald Fear for just being Donald Fear. I'm not incredibly happy with. I'm glad that he's stood up for the players so far. I'm glad the players aren't being pushed around like last time, but he still is being Donald Fear. Let's not forget that every other time he's been part of these negotiations, it's followed the same path. But by the same token, that falls back on the NHL because they know who they're dealing with here. They know exactly who they're dealing with. They've got books. They can read. So, all in all, it's just a mess. An absolute mess. And I'm more even upset that ESPN's not carrying enough KHL.
And now, as Festivus rolls on, we come to the feats of strength.
Not the feats of strength.
This year, the honor goes to...
Octagon Sports hockey agent Alan Walsh. His one-sided biased tweeting of bashing the NHL, specifically its owners, Bill Daly, and the commissioner, Gary Bettman, is ridiculous throughout the whole NHL lockout. It seems he fails to realize that the National Hockey League Players Association also has a part in this as well. Both sides are definitely at fault in this year's lockout. Also, his tweeting and connecting with writers over at TSN and the Globe and Mail, telling them that they are biased towards the Players Association, is just clearly laughable. Can you say a hypocrite because all he does is tweet about how the NHLPA is doing things right and the NHL is doing things wrong? It's laughable. Walsh, you're tweeting and 100% of that Players Association not only makes me mad, but thousands of others as well. Head to New York City and try to wrestle Frank Costanza to end the Festivus holiday. And P.S., stay off of Twitter.
Let's run!